Numbers chapter 4. Well, this is a description of the various jobs that the different branches of the sons of Aaron should do. And they were to work from 30 years old and until 50 years old to do the work of the tent of meeting. He starts off talking about the work of the Kohathites. When the camp moves forward, Aaron and his sons will take down the veil of the screen and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. And shall put a covering of sealskin on it, and shall spread over it a cloth of blue, and shall put in its poles. Now the Ark was designed with rings into which the poles could be put. And then they were to carry it on their shoulders. And it's emphasized very much that they shall not touch these things lest they die. Well, David says in Psalm 119 that he loved God's word and he loved God's law, God's Torah, and that he studied it all the day and he loved it and it was sweet to his taste and he just loved it. And I think that that psalm is particularly talking about how David was when he was on the run from Saul. So he would have read these words that we've read here in Numbers 4 about the Kohathites must carry the ark with poles through its rings, and they must put seal skin over it and a cover of blue, etc. But he doesn't do that. He just plonks it on an ark, a new ark, and a new cart. He puts the ark on a new cart, I'm sure a very fine cart. And then the oxen stumble, and Uzzah puts out his hand to steady the ark as it's about to fall off, and he gets zapped dead, and David is displeased with God that God did this. Well, what you can say is that David read these words here, and, you know, they shall not touch the sanctuary lest they die. That's why they got to carry it. And then he gets upset when things don't work out. The simple lesson is, you can read God's word and study it and love it, as David said he did, of God's law, God's Torah, these first five books of Moses, and yet not do it in practice, because there is this little thing in human nature that assumes that it won't happen to me. Well, actually, I am above that. Actually, that doesn't apply to me. And David's failure to obey what's written here is, I think, recorded for us to see that God is to be honoured, and God's word cannot just be shrugged off. This is why we should read the scriptures daily. Here we have God's voice to us. And it is not for us to just think that, yeah, well, God better accept me however I am. He should count himself so lucky that I am doing his work, etc. No. God will be sanctified in those who draw nigh unto him. And it is not for us to just look at God's requirements, especially God's moral requirements, and to think, yeah, well, that can apply to someone else, but, well, I know God, God knows me, I can just bypass that. That's what David did when he read this chapter. Look what happened.